Hello, friends. Sleep Tight Stories, Sleep Tight Relax, and Sleep Tight Science are now available to play on StoryButton, the device that makes it easy to listen to our shows and more without having to use a phone or tablet. This month, you can save $10 at StoryButton.com when you use the code SLEEPTIGHT. StoryButton, the home of imagination. Hello, I'm Cheryl, and this is Sleep Tight Relax, a calming bedtime show for the young and young at heart. In tonight's story, set in the sunny Three Rivers Forest, a group of animal friends called the Gang can't decide if they should play in the pond or float down the river. Harry the Hare is worried about the river's strong currents, but Fiona the Fox thinks swimming would be fun. Hazel the Hedgehog and Daisy the Deer have their own worries, but they all end up choosing the pond after discussing it together. Sammy the Squirrel feels a bit sad because his older friends don't listen to his ideas. But then he talks to Goosey the Crow, who gives him advice about being patient and trying to share his thoughts in a way that others will listen. Sammy also visits Oliver, the wise old owl, who teaches him more about patience and how to be understood. In the end, Sammy feels hopeful about trying again with his friends, using what he's learned about patience and speaking up. Before we get started with our story, why don't you take a moment to relax and get comfortable with some deep belly breaths? Maybe you can even use your imagination and pretend you are in a forest surrounded by all kinds of animal friends. By yourself, take a slow, deep breath in through your nose, and as you do, imagine you are breathing all the wonderful fresh air of the forest. It's very refreshing. When your belly is full of air, hold your breath for a moment. Then slowly breathe out through your mouth and let all the air out of your belly. Let's do it again. Breathe in slowly. Feel the sun on your face. Hold your breath for a moment, enjoying the sunshine. And breathe out, feeling calm and peaceful. Remember, just like the forest grows slowly and patiently, you can take your time and feel calm with each breath you take. Now, let's continue with our story. Sammy learns about patience. The gang was arguing over what to do next. It was a hot day in the forest at Three Rivers, and they were trying to decide whether to go to the pond and swim or float down the river towards the great big ocean. "I think the river is too dangerous today," Harry the Hare said. "We might get caught in a current and end up all the way to that big land called Nova Scotia. And I like it here too much to go so far away." "You are being silly. We are all strong swimmers, so what could there be to be worried about? We can help you if you like. You can even ride on Buster's back. Besides, the water is so nice and cold. It will be refreshing," Fiona the Fox said, with her usual smile. "I don't really want to be refreshed. Why don't we just hang out at the pond? It's relaxing, and we don't have to worry about all those fast boats," Hazel the Hedgehog added. She wasn't a very good swimmer either. "But what about Eddie the Eagle and Hank the Hawk? Won't they try to catch us in the pond? I don't want to be caught," Daisy the deer said. Daisy's family were the only deer on the whole island, and her parents were very protective of her. They won't bother you. You are too big. They only like bothering us small animals. I think the pond sounds like a good idea. It's my favorite place to be, Fred the Frog said with a ribbit. Guys, I know a good place. I heard about it from the humans. I could take you there. Sammy the little squirrel suggested in his super quiet voice. So quiet that few could hear him. Oh, Sammy, you are too young. We don't listen to young, quiet squirrels, Bella the bear said. What do you know that us older animals don't? Nothing, the others laughed. So it's decided then. We all go to the pond this afternoon and play, Fiona the fox announced. Bella, you should stand guard in case some humans come, or Eddie tries to catch one of the little ones. And Sammy, you should be careful, or you will be caught by a cat or a dog. Or Hank the hawk, Randy the raccoon said. Sammy simply nodded his head. Why doesn't anyone ever listen to me? He thought. Just because I am small and quiet doesn't mean I don't know anything. And if they would listen to me from time to time, they might discover that I have some talents that they don't know. And I know of a super secret place where we can play. I know they like me and don't mean to be rude, but it just seems so unfair. Sammy followed the others as they went to the pond, feeling a little bit sad. As he walked, Goosey, the old crow who liked to hang out with the gang from time to time, swooped down and walked beside Sammy. Why do you look so down, Sammy? It's a beautiful day here in the Three Rivers. The sun is shining and the sky is clear. Going to the pond to play is always super fun, don't you think? I am old and even I think it is. Goosey got her name because her caw sounded more like a goose's honk than a crow's caw caw. It is a nice day, and I am sure going to the pond will be fun. I just wish that the gang would listen to me sometimes. I know and can do stuff too, Sammy said, his head hanging down a bit. Yes, it can be hard when you are the youngest and the smallest, especially when you are quiet like you are. I've never had that problem because we crows are loud by nature. But I bet if you are patient and keep trying to give your suggestions, one day they will listen, and then you will have your chance to shine, Goosey said, followed by a honk. Thank you, Goosey. I try to be patient, but sometimes it's so hard. My mother says that patience is a virtue. I don't know exactly what that means, but I know it's hard to have. Just because something is hard doesn't mean you shouldn't try, right? Goosey said as she had the urge to take to the sky again. She saw a couple crows nearby. I'm not the best with advice, and I'm not very patient either. But if you have more questions, I am sure the wise old owl might have some ideas for you. He has been around longer than time itself, I think. Thank you, Goosey. I will try to talk to him after we play at the pond, Sammy said as he picked up his pace a bit. The others were faster walkers than Goosey. The whole gang spent the hot part of the day playing in the water. Buddy the Beaver floated on his back under the shade of a tree as he acted as a referee for a game of splash between Randy and Fiona. Goosey flew down once in a while and had a bath in the water, which made Daisy upset because she didn't want to get bath water on her beautiful hair. Harry the Hare skipped rocks because he didn't like swimming very much, which is the main reason why he didn't want to go into the river. It's not a good idea to swim in the river if you can't really swim. Sammy kept suggesting games that would involve everyone, games that they could all play together and maybe have more fun. But no one would listen. He was too quiet and too young to know more than them, which was all he heard. Despite this, Sammy still had fun. He skipped rocks with Harry and gathered some sticks for Buddy. He also found some delicious acorns to eat for himself. Mostly, it was just fun to be by the pond in the shade, surrounded by his friends. When the sun started to be covered by the clouds and more people came out with their dogs, it was time for everyone to say goodbye. "See you guys later," Sammy said, so quietly that only a few heard him. As he was scampering through the hidden trails in the forest, he remembered Goosey's advice. To be patient, which was what he was trying very hard to be, and to talk to Oliver, the wise old owl. Oliver didn't play with the gang anymore. He mostly sat around drinking tea with the other elders, of which he was most certainly the eldest. It was rumored that he was around before the land was even formed, before anyone knew about the beauty of this place. Sammy didn't think it was possible, but he knew he must be very old. So instead of turning right on the path to home, Sammy turned left at the birch tree and continued on the old path past the stand of poplars and the old beaver dam that was abandoned long before Sammy was born. This was a very quiet part of the neighborhood, deep in the forest where people seldom walked and where the trees were so thick you couldn't hear any machines in the distance. All you could hear was the wind, the rustling of trees, and the chirping of the birds. Sammy thought that maybe that was why Oliver liked to live here, so that he could have some peace and quiet, free from the interruptions of people and, of course, their dogs. Sammy arrived at a small clearing where another elder, Ruby the Rabbit, greeted him. She was also very old and was a great friend of Oliver. A long time ago, when Oliver was young, he tried to catch Ruby, but she was much too fast for him. One time when he tried to catch her, he got stuck on the ground between some fallen branches. Ruby, being very kind, came over and helped him get free, and they have been close friends ever since. Or so the story goes. "Hi there, young squirrel. What brings you over to our quiet end of the forest?" "We don't see many young animals in these parts," Ruby said as she hopped over. "Hi, Ruby. My name is Sammy, and I was hoping to talk with Oliver. Goosey said he was very wise and might have some advice for me," Sammy said, a little bit nervous. Sometimes older animals had that effect on him. "Well, well, I'm sure Oliver would love to talk to you. Now settle yourself. There is no need to be so shaky. In fact, here he comes now," Ruby said as she left the two of them to have a chat. "Hello there, young squirrel. What brings you to this neck of the woods?" Oliver said as he swooped down to a branch low enough for Sammy to hear him talk. "I have a problem, and Goosey said that you might be able to help me," Sammy said, trying to be brave and talk a little bit louder. "A problem, eh? What kind of problem?" Oliver asked, scratching his small chin with his wing. "Well, my friends don't listen to me because I am too young and quiet. I often have good suggestions for what we can do together, but I never get a chance to share them. Goosey said to be patient, but isn't there more I can do? I mean, I am smart and have many talents, and they don't even know that. Like, I can understand many languages, like people languages, and because of that, I learn many things," Sammy said, out of breath because he all of a sudden couldn't stop talking. You certainly seem passionate about your problem with your friends, and Goosey is pretty wise, too. Having patience is important. Have you mentioned to your friends that you don't like it when you aren't listened to? Communication is important, and it's something you need to be comfortable doing as you get older, Oliver said with a hoot. No, I hadn't thought of that. They are good friends, but I guess they don't realize how I feel. Well, they need to learn too. They need to learn how to listen, just like you need to learn how to communicate and be patient. Sammy tilted his head, a little confused. I'm not sure I know what patience is and how to be like that. I keep saying I am trying, but maybe I am not trying the right thing because it is taking too long. Patience, Oliver explained, is the ability to wait calmly and keep a positive attitude, even when things take longer than you want. It's like when you plant an acorn and wait for it to grow into a mighty oak. You can't rush it. Nature takes its time. But how do I learn to be patient? Sammy asked, his tail flicking in thought. First, Oliver said, you practice observing. Look at the world around you, the way the leaves flutter down to the ground, how the stars emerge one by one at night. Notice how all beautiful things take time to unfold. Sammy nodded, trying to understand. Next, continued Oliver, you practice doing things that take time, like building a nest or learning a new skill. It teaches you to appreciate the steps it takes to achieve something. And remember, Oliver added, every time you feel impatient, take a deep breath and remind yourself that good things come to those who wait. Patience is a virtue that grows inside you, like a tree, slowly but surely. Now, you should be off before it gets too late. Your parents might start worrying about you soon. Thank you, Oliver, Sammy said as he started to walk away. Stopping and turning, he yelled, and thank you, Ruby. Come again anytime, she replied. We like having you young ones around. Sammy ran through the quiet part of the forest towards home, where he knew his parents would be waiting for him with a delicious meal of nuts and berries. One of his father's favorite things to say was that tomorrow was another day, and Sammy was looking forward to trying to be patient and practice communicating with his friends. If you are still awake, I would like you to whisper to yourself or just say in your mind, I find joy in waiting, for every moment is a chance to learn something new and wonderful. Patience is my superpower. It helps me learn and grow, making me stronger every day. Every moment is a chance to grow, just like a seed, patiently waiting to become a beautiful flower. I am calm, relaxed, and peaceful. Good night. Sleep tight.